Next section, business mileage reimbursement. The tax treatment of business mileage reimbursement is dependent on whose car is being used for the business journey. The rate of reimbursement to company car drivers has to be substantially less than the amount reimbursed to an employee using their own car on the employer's business, because the employee has to meet more than the cost of the fuel used on the journey. The rate reimbursed has to reflect the cost of running the car, including road fund license, insurance, servicing, and depreciation of the vehicle. Directors and employees using their own vehicles on company business can be reimbursed up to the authorized mileage rates, which are statutory amounts, without incurring any income tax or Class 1 National Insurance Contributions liability, and importantly, with no reporting requirement for the amounts reimbursed up to those rates. If an employer reimburses an amount in excess of the authorised or statutory rates, the excess should be reported at Section E of the P11D Return of Expense Payments and Benefits. The authorised rates, which have never changed since they were first introduced, are for cars and vans, 40 pence per mile for the first 10,000 business miles, then 25 pence per mile for any business miles in excess of 10,000. For motorcycles, it's 24p per mile for every business mile, and for cycles, it's 20 pence per mile for every business mile. Employers using the authorised rates do, however, need to monitor the amount of business miles claimed at the full 40p rate for cars and vans in order to reduce the rate of reimbursement to 25 pence per business mile after 10,000 business miles, or to be able to report the excess on Form P11D. If an employer reimburses all mileage, including amounts over 10,000 business miles, at the higher 40p rate, there will be an income tax charge on the excess 15 pence per mile over 10,000 business miles. However, there would be no Class 1 National Insurance Contribution charge, and this is one of the differences between income tax and Class 1 NICs, because for NIC purposes, the higher 40 pence per mile rate applies for all business mileage. If, say, an employer reimbursed 50 pence per mile for all business miles, there would be an income tax charge on the excess over 40p up to 10,000 business miles, and on the excess over 25p over 10,000 business miles. But for Class 1 National Insurance purposes, the liability would only be on the 10 pence per mile for all business miles. There are no authorised or statutory rates of reimbursement for company cars, but HMRC publishes guidelines in the form of its advisory fuel rates for business mileage reimbursement for company car drivers. HMRC recommends the use of these published rates when employers either reimburse employees for business travel in their company cars, or when employers recover from employees the cost of any private fuel provided by the employer and used for private travel. HMRC reviews the rates twice a year and publishes the changes on its website, normally in May and November, to take effect on the 1st of June and the 1st of December each year. The June 2010 rates, which were based on petrol at 119.9 pence per litre, diesel at 121.9 pence per litre, and LPG at 65.4 pence per litre, are as follows. Small cars up to 1400cc, 12 pence for petrol, 11 pence for diesel, 8 pence for LPG. Medium-sized cars between 1401 and 2000cc, 15 pence for petrol, 11 pence for diesel, and 10 pence for LPG. And then large cars over 2 litre, 21 pence for petrol, 16 pence for diesel, and 14 pence for LPG. Most of those rates went up in June. I will always point out that these are only advisory rates and that there is no obligation for employers to use them. But I have to warn employer clients that if they don't use these rates, they will have to be able to justify any higher rates used for reimbursement of business mileage, and any lower rates used for recovering the full cost of their employees' private travel. The use of higher rates is not uncommon and can be justified if the employer is able to provide evidence that the cost of the fuel used is higher for any particular car or cars. This might be because of higher fuel prices in the area, or because larger than average cars are in the fleet, or perhaps the company vehicles are towing trailers and or carrying heavy equipment. The key issue is to be able to demonstrate to an HMRC officer why different rates have been used. It is important that employers keep evidence of this. Advisory fuel rates may be used to reimburse employees using their own cars on company business, often where the employee has a company car allowance. That car allowance will be taxed through the payroll. Employees using their own cars for business travel in these circumstances are able to claim up to the authorised mileage rates of 40 pence and 25 pence per mile, but the onus is on the employee to maintain the appropriate mileage records and to make a claim for additional tax relief in their self-assessment tax return. The employer should have no part of that.